Three additional attempted murder charges have been filed against a former Juneau police officer who allegedly fired on his colleagues. 45-year-old Troy Wilson also faces three additional charges of assault from Saturday's incident at his home on Black Wolf Way. Another charge of weapons misconduct is for allegedly firing a weapon in the direction of a nearby home where the bullets were later recovered. Wilson was previously charged with eight felonies on Sunday, including one count of attempted murder for allegedly shooting at an officer positioned in the trees behind his house. Because of the additional charges, District Attorney Dave Brower successfully argued for a third-party custodian and increasing Wilson's bail to $1 million. That's half performance bond and half appearance bond.
The allegations are extremely serious, and the statements made are extremely serious. And again, the statute, there's a presumption against bail, posting bail that would protect the community. Or the victims in this case, and I think the allegations and the statement in the probable cause section support that. It's very serious.
Wilson's bail was previously set at $500,000 cash on Sunday. Wilson mostly kept his head down and did not say anything on the record in Juneau District Court yesterday afternoon. Julie Willoughby is his defense attorney.
We would waive further reading and advisement. I have spoken to Mr. Wilson about his rights. He understands them, and we would ask that the matter be calendared for a preliminary hearing.
And that has been set for April 20th in Juneau District Court, unless the grand jury returns with an indictment before then. Wilson is prohibited from initiating contact with any member of the Juneau Police Department. An amended affidavit by prosecutors includes alleged threats made against a crisis negotiator and three of the department's top officers, including the chief of police. Wilson allegedly said that he would hunt them down and kill them. Wilson rose to the rank of lieutenant over his 15-year career at the Juneau Police Department. He left that job in December. His many duties included special investigations, SWAT instructor, and as a school resource officer at a high school and elementary schools. He was recently working as a juvenile probation officer for the state. Republican State Representative Carl Gatto has died at the age of 74. Representative Bill Stoltz made the announcement on the House floor early yesterday afternoon. The House held a moment of silence. House Majority Press Secretary Will Vandergriff says Gatto died at a Seattle-area hospital from complications related to cancer. Governor Sean Parnell has ordered flags lowered to half-staff in Gatto's honor today. In a statement, Parnell said that Alaska has lost a great public servant. Parnell will be charged with picking someone to serve out the remainder of Gatto's term. Parnell will receive up to three names from Republicans in Gatto's district, and whatever name that Parnell chooses would have to be confirmed by a majority of House Republicans. And we'll have more on Representative Carl Gatto coming up in the next half hour here on Morning Edition. The legislature yesterday approved all but one of the people appointed by the governor to serve on state boards and commissions. Members also had no opposition to the choice of Michael Garrity to be the state's next attorney general. The joint session of the House and Senate refused Lynn Keough as a member of the Board of Game. Operator of a guide service on the Kenai Peninsula and Ketchikan Bay, Keough was appointed last summer. Opposition arose when it was disclosed that he had an old violation on his record. He had been cited for using a 50-horsepower motor on his boat in an area where the size limit was 35 horsepower. Keough said he didn't know the motor was oversized, but Kenai Republican Tom Wagner said anyone guiding professionally should have known better.
I happen to own a 35 horse with a river boat, and I know what would happen to that river boat if I put a 50 horse on it. And I know the speed I would pick up and the additional load I would carry. He broke the law, and the sad thing is he is not the only guide on the Kenai River that broke the law. A lot of the guides broke the law, but he was caught, and when he told us he didn't know, I can't believe that fact. That's why my vote will be against him. He wasn't honest with the committee.
Republican Alan Dick defended Keough, saying the opposition was really about Keough's stand on predator control.
I believe I rise to speak in behalf of those subsistence users that need the state to manage according to sustained yield principle. I rise in representing sportsmen and all those who have dealt with this issue in the past And we really like to put it to rest and and respect the governor's appointment.
Challenges were raised to the governor's appointment of two members of the Fish Board and one regent for the University of Alaska system. Those appointments, however, were confirmed. What's been called by some lawmakers as moving weapons will be illegal if the Senate concurs with the bill that passed the House yesterday. Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra is one of the sponsors of the measure.
If your car is moving, only if your car is moving, and you're texting or reading a text while you're moving, you're a moving weapon. We know that.
Guerra cited a national study that showed a person texting while driving was 20 times more likely to have an accident than an undistracted driver. And another study found that reaction times were slower for people who were texting than for drunk drivers. The bill makes it a misdemeanor to read or send a text message while behind the wheel of a moving vehicle. The legislature thought they had already made it illegal until several courts around the state began to question the original law. Another sponsor, Republican Bill Thomas of Haines, defended reaffirming the law.
A misdemeanor is a hell of a lot less than facing a felony for killing somebody. You're using a weapon, and it's a big old vehicle. Like if it was in my truck, Lordy, who knows what that thing would do to somebody.
Opposition to the bill was based on criminalizing something that has already been done by many people in the state. Fairbanks Democrat Scott Kawasaki complained about government restrictions.
We've restricted the ability to fly in a lot of cases. We've restricted the ability to perform just regular, everyday legal acts by criminalizing them in statute, Mr. Speaker. I will oppose this bill because I think this is one step too far.
The bill now goes to the Senate for consideration and action before the session adjourns. Alaska mobile homeowners would have the same access to low-interest mortgages that owners of other types of homes have under a bill that passed the House State Affairs Committee yesterday. Senate Bill 104 proposes classifying certain mobile homes as real property so banks can offer better financing options to qualified borrowers. The bill is sponsored by Anchorage Democrat Hollis French. During a hearing yesterday, Wells Fargo Regional President Richard Stretch said he supports the measure because it would allow banks to meet a need around the state, especially in rural Alaska. Only those who own property where their mobile home is located and those holding 20-year leases would qualify under the plan. French says that makes most people living in mobile home parks unlikely to qualify. The bill now heads to the House Rules Committee. And the House State Affairs Committee has advanced a resolution celebrating the Girl Scouts. That comes after Vice Chairman Wes Keller last week held the measure to investigate information floating around the Internet that suggested a connection between the group and Planned Parenthood. Keller's questions caught national attention, and yesterday he said he had learned in recent days that a lot of people really care about the values of Girl Scouts. With Chairman Bob Lynn, who was absent during last week's hearing, back, Keller made a motion to move the bill. He says his concerns have been addressed. Senate Concurrent Resolution 17 from Senator Betty Davis marks the 100th anniversary of the Girl Scouts and makes 2012 Year of the Girl. The bill moves to the House Rules Committee before any potential floor vote.